My name is Helen Johnson. I am an artist based in Melbourne, in Australia, where I was born and grew up. I am primarily a painter. This body of work is, its starting point was very sort of personal and subjective. I started by looking at my family history. My mum is an avid researcher and producer of our family tree, and this is something she's been working on for almost a decade. And I started looking at stories on that family tree going back centuries and drawing upon those stories to sort of produce imagery for the paintings. My aim with the paintings was not to convey these stories, but to use them as a jumping off point and then complicate those stories, sort of thinking about my relationship to them and the gap between, you know, imagining these people who I've never met but who are my forebears, but also bringing other kind of subjective imagery into play. And sometimes those stories became, you know, they got buried under other layers of paint and they're not discernible in the works anymore, so they sort of were a point from which to depart in a way. And these paintings ended up inhabiting these particular categories, I guess, thinking about ancestry and forebears. It kind of on an unconscious level established this familiar relationship between the paintings. So you'll see in the titles there's a mother painting, a self painting, a grandmother painting, a child painting. So there is this idea of the paintings having these relations to one another, the, you know, one kind of bringing forth another. And I also was thinking a lot making these paintings about the relationship I have with them in the studio, which is very subjective and personal and private, and then what happens to them when they go out into the world and they inhabit this really visible space and they have an audience and they take on a life of their own. And this was one of the reasons I called the show Ends, because I was thinking about the end of their life in the studio, which is the beginning of their life in the world, and whether that moment constitutes like a death or the beginning of a life, or maybe both.